of the living. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I have absolutely no reason why I'm doing my Batman thing today. Anyway, y'all pray for me. It's Thanksgiving Eve. We're going to call today Thanksgiving Eve. And I have a shout out to a brother that's been on this vitamin with us all the way, I believe, from Trinidad, Antonio Lizaldon. Antonio, God bless you, man. Thank you for just logging on with us and sharing this word. May God bless you in doing so. We appreciate you, man. I'm honored that you take the time to spend with us in the morning. So God bless you, and to all of you on this call, I love you tremendously. Please make sure you are sharing this call. Let me say this. If you're in Metro Atlanta, this is an opportunity for you to be a blessing at the Center of Hope. We are taking on 50 kids for Christmas, and we're going all the way up to the age of 17. A lot of times during Christmas time, the older kids are forgotten. This year, we want to be a blessing to them. We're going to do a Christmas tree, and if you want to be a blessing to a child that's in need, to show some Christmas love, I need you to call my office or contact me so I can put you in touch. So even if you're out of state and you want to send a few nickels to bless a child, man, you'll put a smile on a child's face that can never be erased. I want you to do that. All right, let's start this day. Let's give God the best praise we can. Father, you are awesome and mighty. There is none like you, Father. I thank you just for being God. You're God all by yourself. God, I thank you to those who are connected to this call live, those who are on the phone lines, and God, those especially who will connect with us by repost. I pray that the same power that we feel now resonates where they are and addresses their situations and circumstances. You are the God that does all things well, and we lift you high today. We bless your name. Thank you for another day, one we've never seen before, one we'll never see again. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Listen, I've got two of my favorite verses that I'm going to share with you today and then let you get on with your Thanksgiving Eve. Y'all know y'all got to get in the stores one more time, get your turkey necks, your giblets, your chitterlings, whatever you got to get, you got to get out of there and get back in the kitchen so you can make this thing go down. The purpose of it is bringing family together, sharing a meal and blessing God and being grateful for all that God has done. Go with me to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. I've got three things that you've got to do this Thanksgiving. Three things that you got to do. Let me make that four things that you've got to do. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, and it reads, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do." Here you have Paul speaking, and he's saying, though it seems like I'm in trouble, I'm taking charge over my circumstance. Let's start there, family. You are not defeated. Take charge over your circumstance. And many times it starts with changing stinking thinking. You've got to get rid of the thinking that holds you where you are and keeps you bound to the pain that you may be dealing with. Change your mindset. Change your attitude. When you change your attitude, it'll change your aptitude. When you change your aptitude, it'll change your altitude. I'll say that again. Once you change your attitude, everybody's not out to get you. And even if they are, they can't get you because you belong to God. When you change your attitude, you change your aptitude. When you change your aptitude, you change your altitude. Rise above every circumstance, because you have the power of God. So here, Paul is saying, I count not myself to be apprehended. I might be in trouble, but trouble is not in me. I might be going through some things, but I'm not going to let it ravage my life. Here's three things that Paul did. First thing, forgetting those things which are behind me. Family, you need a convenient dose of amnesia. You need to forget those things that are behind you. There's a reason why they are behind you. Have you ever looked in your car and noticed that you have a small rearview mirror but a great big back windshield? You have a small rearview mirror. Why? Because the things behind you are not as big a threat as the things in front of you. You've got to realize, family, that what is behind you is behind you for a reason. You've got to go through life looking this way and not doing this. You are sure to wreck every time. You can't drive like this. You've got to keep your eyes on the prize. Forgetting those things which are behind me. That's number one. You need to forget. Oops, you need to forget about it. I forgot about the things that I'm going through. I'm going forward. Forgetting those things which are behind me. Reaching forth to those things that are before. You don't have time to be looking behind. You've got too much in front of you that you should be reaching for. You've got too much to do before this life is over. Stop wasting your time. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Family, everybody's going to die, but not everybody is going to live. I made up my mind that I am going to live life to the fullest. People ask me, Dallas, are you having a good day? I said, yeah, those are the only days I have. I ain't had a bad day in years. Why? Because if it starts off crazy, I'm going to take hold of it and make a challenging day a good day. Why? Because the day you're calling bad, somebody wished they could have it. So he's forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth to those things which are before. Want something. Hear me again. You got to want something. You got to want more than what you have right now. Let me close this. Then Paul says, I press toward the mark. What does press mean? Press means you got to push against every force that's trying to hold you back. There's nothing that can stop you, but if you get to the obstacle and begin the stinking thinking, it's bigger than I am, it's stronger than I am, it's deeper than I am, it's higher than I am, it's wider than I am, guess what? You will stay stuck right there with a bowl full of excuses. Excuses are tools of the incompetent, used to build monuments of nothingness, and those who specialize in their use seldom succeed in anything at all. Yes, you can do it. Yes, you can. Here's another definition for excuse. An excuse is the skin of a reason stuffed with a lie. You can do it. You just don't want to. You can do it, or you've just gotten drunk on the liquor of drama and want to stay stuck where you are and tell everybody it was somebody else's fault. It's your life. Take control of it. Paul says, I press toward the mark. So whatever's in front of me is going to get pushed. Whatever's trying to stop me is going to get knocked down. Whatever's trying to steal my joy is going to get walked on because I press. That means I'm putting pressure behind it to move to my next level. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. What does that mean? Let me close here. There is a prize waiting for you. And shame be unto us if we let anybody, anything, anyone, any circumstance, any problem stop us from moving forward. It's time to press, y'all. No excuses, no drama. Your pity party is over. It's Thanksgiving season. Get a new attitude. When you change your attitude, you'll change your aptitude. When you change your aptitude, you'll change your altitude. And it's time to go forward. Let me tell you something. When you go in the bathroom or by any mirror, you're looking at your greatest adversary, but also your greatest challenge. That's you. Your greatest adversary, but also the greatest thing you have, and that is you. You can do it. So let me get out of here, y'all. Forget about the drama. Reach for those things that are in front of you and press and watch God do the rest. I love y'all. Let's pray. Awesome God you are, magnificent God you are. I thank you, God, today for just knowing that we can reach, God. We can forget and we can press toward the things that we want. There's nothing in front of us that can stop us now. God, we've come too far to turn around. There's nothing behind us that we want. So we're leaving those things behind and we are pressing forward. God, if we have to go alone, if we have to go through the rain with heartache, sickness, and pain, whatever it is, God, forward it is. Nothing shall stop us. So God, I pray that you would allow the wind to be at our back. God, allow the sun to shine in our face. But God, if there is seasons of storm, give us the courage to continue to keep going forward. God, we are more than able through you that love us. Today, God, we're forgetting those things which are behind us, reaching forth to those things that are before, and we press toward the mark. because there are great things in store for us. God, so we love you, we bless you, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Family, I love you much. I am praying for you today. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. Yes, I will be on the line on Thanksgiving Day just for a few moments. I need y'all to step back from the stove, get to the phone line, get to Facebook Live so we can do it on Thanksgiving Day. I love y'all much. I'm praying for you, and I want you to pray for me. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing that you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory and amen. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Two fingers, y'all. Peace.